You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You, your home for drone questions getting answered by your two best buddies. One of them, old, yet in shape. His physical fitness is mind-blowing. The other guy, his physical fitness is not mind-blowing at all. Dad bod would be a positive term.
Well, survey says chicks dig dad bods.
Well, good. I guess that's the good news for the day. But anyway, welcome to another show. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 793. And as always, having said this for over 700 episodes and meant it every single time, we appreciate that you spend a little bit of time with us.
We do appreciate that you spend time with us. So thank you very much. Wow. I'm really excited about today. We're going to be talking about one of our most popular videos and also helping people make a decision on whether buying an Osmo is the right way to go or not. So I'm really excited about that today. So we're going to head right into today's question, which is brought to you by our friends and community of supporters of the Ask Drone You podcast. Who are we talking about? Those people who are Drone You members. I got good news for everyone. Cell phone tower class is going up. It was being uploaded yesterday.
Really?
Yes, it was,
that
which I'm really
fantastic.
Excited about.
That is great news.
In addition to that, looks like our business course will be coming out a little bit sooner as we are going to, or we have decided to splinter the course to get the parts that are done out and then slowly.
Probably not too slowly.
Not too slowly. Bring out the other stuff. So anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. If you want to become a member and get exclusive access to 29 courses, a community to help you answer questions, and you want to gain confidence from the knowledge that you get, good news, you're in the right place. Just go to droneu.education and check it out. All right, well, let's play that question, Rob.
Hi, Rob and Paul. This is Graham from Austin, Texas. I have a question regarding the Osmo Plus. I'm trying to figure out what equipment I will need for starting a drone business, and I wanted to ask you if you think that the Osmo Plus is good enough quality for real estate versus, say, the Osmo Pro. I don't have a big budget, but do you think that it is worth it to go for the Osmo Pro, or would the Osmo Plus be good enough for real estate when I'm just starting out? Or maybe I should just buy the regular Osmo? I would love to hear your opinion. I love the show and appreciate the information that you provide. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you, Graham, and you have a nice day as well. There's, how many Osmo styles are there? Three or four, five?
There's the Osmo Mobile, there's the regular Osmo, the Osmo Plus, and the Osmo Pro, and then the Osmo Raw. So I guess that's five.
Wow. The Osmo Raw Pro is
it's a lot.
A lot of moolah.
It's a lot of money. All right, let's answer his question. So if you haven't checked out our video, Five Unique Ways to Use the Osmo, you should definitely check that out. Because there are examples of how we use Osmos in real estate and how it's really helped make a business, you know, easy. Now, to answer his question, the Osmo Plus is one of my favorite cameras because it does have zoom, but the feed is pretty laggy compared to the regular Osmo. In addition, the quality is even degraded from the Osmo Plus to the Osmo. So the Osmo Plus, when you utilize the zoom, you're not getting nearly as much resolution as you would get out of a regular Osmo. Now, that being said, if he were to buy the Osmo Pro, he could get different lenses for that X5 sensor. Like, for example, the Ollie, I want to say it's the 14 to 42 millimeter lens, and it's a powered zoom lens, and he could utilize that lens on the X5 itself. So if he was looking for one solution, I would recommend the Osmo Pro. You're just going to have a much better camera, but you're also going to have some flexibility with the lenses. So you can have, say, a 12 millimeter lens, a 15 millimeter lens, a zoom lens, or you can have this 12 to 42 millimeter lens, which is a powered zoom lens made by Olympus. I personally love them. It's something that I've used before, and I think the Osmo Pro will offer you the most flexibility for the money.
Aren't Osmo Pros a fair amount more expensive?
They are a fair amount more expensive, but the sensor size is astronomically larger compared to the regular Osmo, which is the 1/2 sensor. Same sensor you'd find in a GoPro, not the Hero 6, but a Hero 5 and pretty much to a Hero 3. You know, the Micro Four Thirds sensor on the Osmo Pro is just going to give you more ISO range. It's going to give you a bigger sensor, and it's just going to give you more clarity and depth. So you could be a little bit more cinematic with it. You have a lot more options.
So one thing to think about is, if, because he's mentioning this in terms of real estate, but mm-hmm. like the Osmo Pro is going to give him an opportunity to go way past real estate. True. In terms of cinematography and so forth.
True.
So flexibility moving forward might be one reason as well to go with the Pro, even though he's thinking real estate to get started. Did I lose you?
Sorry, I just noticed a comment. You did lose me 100% for a second. I just totally like ADD squirreled into a rabbit hole.
Facebook is your friend.
All right, I'm closing that.
Are
out.
They your friend?
So you were asking a question, Rob.
No, I was just clarifying that the Osmo Pro, because you are going to be spending a lot more money for the Osmo Pro.
You
got to have a plan for it into the future. Probably don't need it if your goal is to just do real estate. Would you agree with that? I mean, if you're thinking about moving on to other things, cinematography, doing some more work in those lines, then maybe that would make sense. But just for real estate, would you really need to go with a Pro, Osmo Pro? Spend
for
that extra money.
How little people are getting paid, probably not. But if you're going to be shooting luxury real estate and actually going after people who pay well or decently, where you can make a business out of it, then yeah, I would go with a Pro.
All right.
That answers my question. So
cool.
Anyway. All right, well, that is going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com. Otherwise, hit that subscribe button so that way you can get these episodes downloaded automatically and get cool information to help you in your business. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.